Well, ladies and gentlemen, committee, and to all who are with us here in chambers as well as watching on the web, we welcome you to the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. We have six bills on today's agenda, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have three hardworking assembly members who will be presenting with us right here in room 4203. We also have three bills proposed for consent. On the phone today, we got Zandra. Colin is ready to go on all issues of keeping roll and keeping us on task. So why don't we call to order officially the Senate Governance and Finance Committee. Roll call, vote please, Mr. Grinnell.
Senator McGuire.
Here.
McGuire, present. Senator Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen, present. Senator DeRozzo.
Here.
DeRozzo, present. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener. You have a quorum.
Quorum has been established. A quorum has been established, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get into our specific instructions and how to participate today, we're going to see if there is a motion on the floor to be able to move our consent calendar. We have a motion by Senator DeRozzo. There are three items on our consent calendar: item 2, item 5, item 6. Consent calendar is item 2, item 5, item 6. Motion by Senator DeRozzo. Mr. Grinnell, can you please call the roll?
Motion is to adopt the consent calendar. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Senator Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Senator DeRozzo.
Aye.
DeRozzo, aye. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener.
Currently enjoys a 3-0 vote. 3-0 vote for the consent calendar. We're going to keep that roll open and allow the majority leader, as well as Senator Wiener, who's currently chairing housing, to be able to join on in just a bit. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, as well as employees, we're going to have to limit non-essential gatherings today and adhere to social distancing, face covering guidelines as well. In compliance with those orders, the state Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public, as well as all of those who are with us here today, have access to the legislative process. We are going to welcome testimony here today via our live teleconference line. If you'd like to be able to talk with us today on any bill, we welcome you. 877-226-8152. Again, if you'd like to participate in today's hearing, have a comment on a bill, please call us at 877-226-8152. The code today is going to be 155-4183. If you didn't have a pen handy, that number as well as code is on your screen right now. When we move the public comment, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be prompted by a moderator, and he is with us today, and we appreciate his hard work. We're going to ask you to be prompted by a moderator to dial 1 and 0 for support and opposition on any legislation. Now, to be able to avoid any feedback, today we're going to ask you to please mute your device that you're watching on prior to giving testimony over the phone. Now, in the unlikely event that we have an individual that becomes unruly, again, it's very unlikely, any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote teleconference service or be removed from the chambers here in room 4203. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have our first author with us. His name is Eduardo Garcia, amazing assembly member from down south. We're grateful for all of his work. Mr. Garcia, you do have bipartisan support on your bill today. We're going to ask for a truncated statement. We welcome you. And Mr. Garcia, thank you for all your work, sir, and welcome to Senate Governance and Finance.
Chair and Senator, EB 726 is a bill that would expand the list of businesses that qualify under the Capital Investment Incentive Program, also known as CIP. Accepting the committee amendments, thank you and the team for putting those forward. Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Garcia. We're grateful to have the opportunity to be able to work with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to be going to our live teleconference line, checking in with our lead support witness. His name is Sean Wilcock. He's with the Imperial Valley Economic Development Corporation. Mr. Wilcock, please, Mr. Garcia.
Told that he will be submitting his testimony in writing. We have no witnesses today.
Thank you so much. Mr. Wilcock will be presenting he'll be presenting his testimony in writing today to committee. Thank you so much, Assemblymember. We're very grateful for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start with our in-support testimony of AB 726. There's three ways that folks can participate. That's here in room 4203. Let's see if we have anyone who would like to be able to participate in room 4203. Hearing and seeing none, we're now going to be going to our overflow room to be able to see if we have anyone in our overflow room. We're going to take a look
at that. Pardon me, Mr. Chair. It does appear that we have one witness on the line here.
Okay. Mr. Moderator, go right ahead, sir.
And if you, I believe, Mr. Wilcock, was that you, sir? Were you to speak witness on this bill?
Yes, sir, I am here.
All right, Mr. Wilcox, this is Senate Governance and Finance Committee. So you do have bipartisan support on this bill. We're going to ask for a truncated statement in support of AB 726. Mr. Wilcox, we welcome you to committee, and the floor is yours, sir. Please proceed.
Good morning. Thank you very much for allowing me to share my testimony today. My name is Sean Wilcox, as previously mentioned, Vice President of Business Development at Imperial Valley Economic Development Corporation. The proposed amendment to the capital incentive investment program is a critical element in the state's development of clean transportation industry and its goals. Most important to those of us in Imperial County, which has recently been nicknamed the Lithium Valley, a region rich in lithium deposits, but also the highest unemployment in the nation. This incentive will allow us to leverage our natural resources, such as lithium, for the production of electric vehicle batteries and water, a critical component in the production of renewable hydrogen for hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Leveraging these resources will allow us to create much needed employment opportunities for our residents while diversifying our economy and becoming a leader in the state's clean transportation supply chain. There are also many other counties throughout the state of California leading the charge in this industry that could benefit from a passing vote of AB 726 today. Thank you, and we appreciate your iVote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wilcox. We're grateful that you're with us today, and thank you for your testimony in support of AB 726. Ladies and gentlemen, committee, we looked at 4203 as well as our overflow room to be able to see if we have any witnesses in support. Ladies and gentlemen, committee, we're now going to be going to our teleconference live line to be able to check in to see if we have anyone else in support of AB 726. Mr. Moderator, can you please queue up all those individuals in support of AB 726 now?
For those of you who wish to speak in support, please press 1 then 0. Press 1 then 0 if you wish to speak in support. No one has signaled that they wish to speak.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Moderator. We'll be back with you momentarily. We're now going to be going to opposition. We have three ways to be able to provide opposition. First and foremost, we're going to look here in the chambers in room 4203. Seeing no one rise, we're now going to be going to our overflow room. Let's check in with our overflow room. No one is in our overflow room. Thank you so much. We're now going to be going to our teleconference live line to be able to determine if we have any individual who would like to speak in opposition of AB 726. Mr. Moderator, we're looking for opposition. Opposition, AB 726. If you can please cue them up now.
If you wish to speak in opposition to this bill, please press 1, then 0. Mr. Chair, no one has signaled that they wish to speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moderator. We're going to bring it back to committee to be able to see if there's questions, comments, or a motion. Please, we have a question, comment from Senator Durazzo. Good morning.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning to the author, Assemblymember Garcia. I will be supporting and, when appropriate, to move the bill. I just have a couple of questions for the author.
Please proceed.
Okay. I'm especially supportive of the community services agreement that you are including with a job creation plan and the ability to recapture the incentive payments if the facility isn't run as agreed upon. I know there's reference to a wage not less than the state average. Can you tell me how that would be determined? Or do you have an idea what that is now? I just want to get a sense of where it stands.
Senator, I don't have the answer to that question and would get back to you. My understanding is that the goal is to make sure that these are jobs that adhere to all of the state wage laws. We also are looking at, through another piece of legislation, specifically targeting these same industries that we're helping to bring into this eligibility. We have a bill that would work on the community workforce agreements as well to make sure that all the components are in place to ensure that living wage jobs, people that are trained and in the community get access to these possible job opportunities.
Great. And I just ask that because I have a a bill that might overlap a teeny bit on transportation infrastructure, which calls for a jobs plan. A little bit more, I mean, the whole purpose of it is a little bit more, but I think it works well with the incentives and the responsibility of creating good jobs in this state. So appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator. We do have a motion on the floor, ladies and gentlemen. Motion on the floor from Senator Durazzo on AB 726. We'd like to be able to see, this is going to be last call, questions or comments, last call, questions or comments from the committee. Hearing and seeing none, Assemblymember, would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All right, motion on the floor from Senator Durazzo. We're going to turn over to Mr. Grinnell for a roll call plus the motion. Mr. Grinnell.
Motion is, do pass as amended. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Senator Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Senator Durazzo.
Aye.
Durazzo, aye. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener. 3-0.
Currently enjoys a 3-0 vote. Thank you so much, Mr. Garcia. We're really grateful. It's good to see you, sir, as always. And we are now going to be bringing up our next author, and that is Assemblymember Gallagher. Assemblymember Gallagher, along with the good vice chair, Senator Nielsen, have been working overtime on the rebuild for the city of Paradise, which was devastated by wildfire here a few years back. Each individual have really been giving it their all to be able to get folks back into their homes and businesses reopen, and we want to acknowledge them. This is an important bill that Assemblymember Gallagher is bringing forward. Assemblymember Gallagher, we do want to let you know you have bipartisan support on your bill, and we welcome a truncated version of your statement, and just want to publicly acknowledge your hard work along with Mr. Vice Chair's hard work to rebuild Paradise. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and also want to thank you for your help as we've been trying to find solutions for this community that has truly been through so much. There's a lot of good news. We're seeing houses rebuilt, businesses reopening in Paradise. There's very much a great feeling of resilience there, as you know, and we just continue to try and make progress here, and this bill, AB 36, would be an important part of helping to rebuild the water and sewer, and ultimately to have a sewer treatment facility and sewer option for the commercial district of Paradise. So appreciate your support, and we do have some witnesses here in support of it, Kevin Phillips, the town manager of Paradise, and Andrew Meredith from the State Building and Construction Trades. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Assemblymember. Look, I think the bottom line, Mr. Assemblymember, you want to be able to get this damn thing done as soon as possible, which this legislation will, quite frankly, it will do, and to be able to get folks back into their businesses and into the town they've called home. So thank you again for all of your work. We're going to welcome Mr. Phillips, the town manager from the town of Paradise, who is with us here in the chambers at 4203. Mr. Manager, it's good to see you, sir, and thank you for your work.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, committee. And thank you for allowing me to testify on this important bill. For the town of Paradise, time is of the essence. And this bill allows us to speed up time for the critical infrastructure for our rebuild. There's two items here, the sewer project and the water project. And the sewer project, actually, we are in the process of an EIR right now. This will allow the town to rebuild its business corridor and for multifamily density that is so necessary in the rebuild of our town. With this bill, we could be actually breaking ground by next year or the year following. And that would be such a boom to allowing us to basically rebuild those corridors. On the water side, this bill allows the same type of thing, so that when a decision is made and an EIR is actually performed, this gets that water line in the ground quickly and helps revitalize the water system up there, but also for the interconnectivity between the water systems of Paradise and Chico. So I think that that has multiple benefits, and I urge a aye vote. Thank you.
Mr. City Manager, it's good to see you, sir. Thank you so much for being here. We're now going to welcome Mr. Meredith from the Northern California Regional Director. He's the Northern California Regional Director of the State Building Trades and Construction Council. It's good to see you, sir. The floor is yours.
Good to see you, too. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to speak. I want to acknowledge Senator Nielsen, who is actually my own state senator. It's good to see you. As we all know, 2018's campfire was devastating for the town of Paradise. I live in the North State. At the time of the fire, I was running the Electrical Workers Union in Chico. I remember driving into the office that morning, seeing the fire and expecting it was going to be tragic. Nothing prepared me or any of the other people that lived in the North State for just how tragic the fire turned out to be. Through the help of elected officials like Assemblyman Gallagher, Senator Nielsen, and other representatives, the town has really responded with resiliency, and they're trying to rebuild. There have been some obstacles in the way. One of those has been the issues surrounding sewer and water connections. Unfortunately, without these essential connections, it's going to be difficult for people to move back to Paradise. There are a lot of people living in the ancillary towns around the community that want to move back. I'm going to use the first Guns N' Roses reference that you've probably heard all session.
Nice.
The town Paradise City by Guns N' Roses, there's a line in the song that says, take me home. There are people in the North State that are yearning to get back to the town of Paradise. We think this bill helps accomplish that. We appreciate the bipartisan work that Assemblyman Gallagher has put in this effort. They've engaged with the building trades from the very beginning of conversations about this bill. They're committed to using a skilled and trained workforce that does exist in Butte County. We're excited about putting our members back to work there in the community that they love so that they can move back there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Meredith. I know this is very personal for you, so very grateful for that, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to be asking folks to be able to provide support on first and last name basis, along with the organization that you represent. We'll first start here in room 4203. Let's go to the chambers here. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Matt Broad on behalf of the Teamsters and the Paradise Irrigation District in support. Thank you.
Good to see you, Broad. Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Mike West on behalf of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, also in support.
West has been here through thick and thin each hearing, so good to see you, Mr. West. Very much appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be last call for in-person support in room 4203. Last call for in-person support in room 4203. Hearing and seeing no one rise, we're now going to be going to our overflow room. Let's check to see if we have anyone in our overflow room. Crickets in the overflow room. We're now going to be going to our teleconference live line. We're going to ask the moderator to please cue any individual up who would like to speak in support of AB 36. We're looking for support of AB 36. Mr. Moderator, can you please do so now?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to speak in support of this bill, please press 1 and 0 on your phone. Press 1 and 0 and you'll be queued up. We have one person that signaled that they wish to speak. That person, please press 1 then 0 again. Line 17, please press 1 then 0. And we will now hear from line 17. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Richard Filgus on behalf of the Association of California Water Agencies in support. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Richard. Good to hear your voice. Appreciate that, sir. We're going to do a last call. Last call for those in support on our teleconference line for AB 36. Mr. Moderator.
Mr. Chair, no one else has signaled that they wish to speak.
All right. We'll be back with you in a moment, Mr. Moderator. We're going to turn it now over to those who may be opposed to AB 36. We're going to see if there's anyone here in the room. 4203, hearing and seeing no one, we're now going to be going to our overflow room to check in there. No one is in our overflow room to speak in opposition of AB 36. We're now going to turn it back to our moderator. Mr. Moderator, can you please queue up any individual who would like to speak in opposition of AB 36 now?
If you wish to speak in opposition to this bill, please press 1, then 0. Press 1, then 0. Mr. Chair, no one has signaled that they wish to speak.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moderator. We're going to bring it back to committee, and I'd like to better turn the floor over to the Vice Chair. Mr. Vice Chair, AB 36.
I'd like to move the bill, Mr. Chairman. And a brief observation. You know, this was a great tragedy. The whole town demolished this terrible fire. 86 people died. The story of Paradise, though, as we move forward over the years, will not be the fire. It will rather be how the people of the community rallied together to come back and how quickly they did that. We had help from the state in many ways, but the people really have rallied to bring their town back, and it will be back.
Well said, Mr. Senator, and the Senator has done an enormous amount of work on behalf of their behalf, his many years of service here with the legislature. I just want to acknowledge you, Mr. Vice Chair, for all of your work. Of course, to Senator Gallagher as well, and thank you, and very eloquent, and you're absolutely right. It's all happening because of the neighbors in Paradise. So thank you so much, Mr. Vice Chair. All right. Anyone else who would like to be able to speak in support? We have a motion. Any other comments, please? Mr. Razzo.
Yes, I will be supporting, and I especially support the fact that the rebuilding of the sewer and water projects will be done with skilled and trained and really quality trained men and women. And I think that we look forward then to the best kind of rebuilding in the town of Paradise. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Madam Senator. We do have a motion on the floor by the Vice Chair. We're going to turn it over to Assemblymember Gallagher for any closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the Vice Chairman summarized it very well. And with the GNR reference from Mr. Meredith, I think that will conclude our remarks. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Assemblymember. All right. The motion on the floor on AB 36. We're going to turn it over to Mr. Grinnell to be able to call the vote as well as provide the formal motion. Mr. Grinnell.
The motion is do pass, but first to be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire. Aye. Senator Nielsen. Nielsen. Aye. Senator DeRozzo.
Aye.
DeRozzo. Aye. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener. 3-0.
3-0 vote, ladies and gentlemen. Keep that bill open. We're going to allow the majority leader along with Senator Wiener to be able to add on. Ms. Gallagher, thank you so much for your work, sir. Good to see you as always. Mr. Town Manager, thank you for being here, and to all of our other witnesses that provided testimony, thank you. We are now on the hunt. We are looking for Assemblymember Friedman. We're on AB 1124. Give us a few moments. Sergeants are on the search right now, and we'll be right back with you. Give us a few moments, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Assemblymember Friedman, during these days, it's quite busy for a lot of members. She is currently voting in committee. We're going to recess for a couple of minutes. We'll be right back with you. We're going to take a brief recess, and we'll be right back with you with Assemblymember Friedman, and we're looking at AB 1124. That will be our last bill for action today. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your patience. Again, as I was saying, it's a busy time of year. So Assemblymember Friedman is supposed to be in two places at once. So she has not yet finished voting in the committee that she's supposed to be in, and we welcome her. Some good news, Assemblymember Friedman, we have bipartisan support on your bill. Yes. So we welcome a truncated version of your statement. Thank you so much for taking the time, and it's always good to have you in committee.
Thank you. I've only got about 10 minutes to present, so I'm just kidding. I want to, first of all, thank you and your committee staff for your work on this bill over the past few weeks. I'm going to be accepting the committee amendment as discussed between our staff. AB 1124 simply clarifies existing law to ensure that permitting fees charged by cities and counties for homes and businesses to install solar are reasonable, consistent across the state, and not used as a reason to soak businesses and to soak homeowners. And with that, I respectfully request an aye vote.
Look at that. Senator Friedman is bringing it home. I love it. Thank you so much. Very grateful for that. And it's been a pleasure to be able to work with you. We have one lead witness on file today. That's Ben Davis from the California Solar and Storage Association. Mr. Davis, you do have bipartisan support in committee, so we're going to ask for a truncated support statement, please, sir. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair McGuire and members of the committee. I will keep my comments truncated. We represent, California Solar and Storage Association represents more than 600 solar companies that do business in the state. We are proud to sponsor AB 1124 because it will result in more solar going on roofs and going on properties. Thank you for your time. Happy to answer any questions.
It's good to have you here, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Davis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to see if there's anyone else in the committee room that would like to be able to speak in support. If you could please stand at this time. Hearing and seeing no one, we're now going to be going to our overflow room. Hearing and seeing no one in our overflow room, ladies and gentlemen, committee, we're now going to be going to our live line. We're going to be asking any individual who would like to be able to speak in support of AB 1124 to please be queued up now. Mr. Moderator, can you please queue up all individuals in support of AB 1124 now?
If you wish to speak in support, please press 1, then 0. Press 1, then 0 if you wish to speak in support. We're going to go to line 35.
Hi, this is Mark Stivers of the California Housing Partnership in support. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you so much. Let's go to our next caller, please.
Line 18.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Silvio Ferrari on behalf of SunPower in support.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ferrari. Next caller, please.
Line 32.
Good morning, Julie Malinowski-Ball, on behalf of the California Hotel and Lodging Association in support.
Thank you so much, Julie. Good to hear your voice. Next caller, please.
Line 31.
Good morning, Anastasia Kowalczyk with California Advisors on behalf of the Center for Sustainable Energy and the Solar Energy Industries Association in support of AB 1124. Thank you.
Thanks, Anastasia. Next caller, please.
Line 34.
Good morning, Chair and members. Julia Randolph on behalf of the Coalition for Clean Air in support. Thank you.
Thank you for your phone call today. Let's go to our next caller.
Line 40.
Thank you. Kim Stone, Stone Advocacy, on behalf of the California Solar and Storage Association in enthusiastic support.
Thank you, Stone. Let's go to our next caller, please.
Line 19.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. This is Rex W. Heim on behalf of California Business Properties Association, also in support.
Thank you, Rex. Next caller, please.
Line 12.
Good morning, Chair and members. This is Vince Jollison on behalf of Cobalt Power Systems in support. Thank you.
We appreciate your phone call today. Let's go to our next caller.
Line 30.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. This is Margaret Miller with NG North America in support of AB 1124. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Miller. Let's go to our next caller, please.
Line 26.
Hi, I'm Jen Helms, owner of Shade Power, based in Sunnyvale, and we install shade structures, and I'm calling in support.
Thank you so much for your phone call. Let's go to our next caller.
The final call to speak in support, please press 1 and 0 at this time. There is no one else who signaled that they wish to speak.
Nice job, Mr. Moderator. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up our support witnesses. We're now going to go to those who are in opposition, looking for those in opposition here in room 4203. Hearing and seeing none, we're now going to be going to our overflow room. We've had crickets all day. Nobody's in our overflow room. We're now going to be going to our live teleconference line. We're going to ask the moderator. Mr. Moderator, can you please queue up all those in opposition of AB 1124 now? Opposition, AB 1124. Mr. Moderator?
If you wish to speak in opposition to this bill, please press 1 and 0 at this time. Press 1 and 0. And we have people that have signaled that they wish to speak. We're going to go to line 29.
Good
Good morning, Chair and members. Tracy Ryan with the Rural County Representatives of California, also on behalf of the California State Association of Counties in the Urban Counties of California. We appreciate the community amendments that the author has committed to taking today, and all the work that the sponsors, your committee staff, and the author has done over the last, actually, probably 48 hours with us. Unfortunately, we continue to be opposed unless amended, but we will continue the conversation and hope that we can get into a place of at least neutral. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the comments there. Well, let's go to our next caller, please.
Line 27.
Thank you, Chair. Brady Bearden on behalf of the California building officials. We've been heavily engaged in conversations, but still have concerns with the changing of the definition of solar energy system. So we are respectfully opposed to the bill as of today. Thank you.
All right. I'm sure the Assembly is going to keep working on that. Thank you for your phone call. Let's go to our next caller, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition, you must press 1 then 0 at this time. Mr. Chair, no one else has signaled that they wish to speak.
All right, we're going to bring it back to committee to see if there's questions, comments, or a motion. Questions, comments, or a motion? So we have a motion by Senator Durazo. Any additional questions or comments? Hearing and seeing none. Madam Assemblymember, would you like to close, please?
Sure. The discussions right now with the opposition is really about very technical definitions. We'll continue to work with them to make sure that everybody's comfortable with the bill.
Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right. So, Assemblymember Friedman, that was your close. We're very grateful. We have bipartisan support on the bill. Motion on the floor by Senator Durazo. Mr. Grinnell, can you please read the motion and call the roll?
The motion is do pass as amended. Senator McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire. Aye. Senator Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen. Aye. Senator Durazo.
Aye.
Durazo. Aye. Senator Hertzberg. Senator Wiener.
That currently enjoys a 3-0 vote. We're going to keep the roll open. 3-0 vote. Keep the roll open for the majority leader as well, Senator Wiener. All right, ladies and gentlemen, three items that were on our action agenda today, three items on our consent, and we've had it pretty good in governance and finance over the last few weeks. And get ready for some longer hearings. So they're going to be coming up here over the next few weeks as we move into July. So we'd like to be able to quickly lay out the remainder of the hearing. Senator Durazo and Vice Chair Nielsen are free to go. What's going to have to happen now is we're going to take a brief recess because Senator Wiener is currently chairing housing. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go vote in housing. We will then bring Senator Wiener back in what we're hoping. Everybody knock on wood. We're going to bring the majority leader in with Senator Wiener as well so we get this puppy done all at once. Everybody has thumbs up, ready to roll. All right, it's almost Friday, everybody. So we're going to take a brief recess. We're going to come back with Senator Wiener and Senator Hertzberg. We're going to have them add on. Then we're going to shut it down for the day. All right, brief recess. We'll be back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be reconvening here, governance and finance. Mr. Majority Leader, if you could please take note, as the Majority Leader is also a historian here in the legislature, Senator Wiener had a concurrent hearing happening, and Senator Wiener was very doubtful that governance and finance would finish before housing. And if you don't mind just helping me take note that governance and finance was incredibly efficient today, finished before housing, despite the challenge that the Housing Committee had. Mr. Majority Leader, I don't know if you have any comments.
Mr. Chairman, I think we should, by unanimous consent of the entire Senate body, include that into the record, the historical record of the Senate, because it is indeed quite important, and I agree with you, and I applaud your efficiency in that regard.
Well, I got to say, I've learned from the best, because what we also know is the Majority Leader is the Chair Emeritus of this committee, and he really set a tight standard, a tight ship, and very grateful for that. And it's unfortunate that...
I'm going to predict that what actually happened is that after I threw down the gauntlet, the chairman decided to self-edit with and not thank as many people and the chitter chatter, and so it went quickly. So that's a positive thing.
Sid is my witness. By the way, everybody, it is Sid's 32nd birthday tomorrow. Everyone, happy birthday, Sid! My goodness. Congratulations. My goodness. Sid is my witness. We were thinking.
Let's buy him a car.
Yeah, there we go. Exactly. So, all right. In all good fun, we are so grateful to Senator Wiener and being part of this committee. We love working with them. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we debate that?
What's that?
With how much we love working with Senator Wiener.
There we go.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Majority.
That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have four items on the docket. First and foremost, we're going to take up the consent calendar. There are three items on the consent calendar here today. What we'd like to be able to do, we currently have a 3-0 vote for the consent calendar. Mr. Consultant, if you can please call the roll and the missing members.
Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Senator Wiener.
I'm sorry, that's items 2, 3, 5, and 6?
Yes, 2, 5, and 6. 2, 5, and 6.
Oh, okay, aye.
Wiener, aye.
5-0 vote. The consent calendar is out. Thank you so much. We're going to close the roll. We're now going to move on to item number 1, AB 36. Current vote is 3-0. Mr. Grinnell, can you please call the roll?
Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Senator Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
That's a 5-0 vote. AB 36 is out. We're closing the roll. We're now going to be moving on to file item number 3. That's AB 726. Current vote is 3-0. Mr. Grinnell.
Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Senator Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
That is a final 5-0 vote. We are now going to close the roll. 5-0 vote on AB 726. Final item for today. File item number 4, AB 1124. Current vote is 3-0. Mr. Grinnell.
Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Senator Wiener.
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
With a 5-0 vote, that bill is out. We're closing the roll. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll see you back here next Thursday. Thank you to the entire team again. Again, Sid, have a wonderful birthday, sir, and great time with the family. Thank you so much. We're now going to adjourn. Thank you so much.